The House of Representatives has voted to support President Obama's strategy to degrade and ultimately destroy the terrorist group known as the Islamic State. Today at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, the president repeated his promise not to commit U.S. combat forces to that struggle. As NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, meeting both those goals will require a delicate balancing act from the president and some forbearance from the public.
Today, President Obama got a briefing about the ISIS strategy from his top military commanders. Afterwards, he told the troops that only America had the capacity to mobilize the world against terrorists like ISIS.
And whether in Iraq or in Syria, these terrorists will learn the same thing that the leaders of Al-Qaeda already know. We mean what we say. Our reach is long. If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven. We will find you eventually.
The president repeated the pledge he's made over and over. I want to be clear, he said. American forces do not and will not have a combat mission. They'll support the Iraqi military and the Syrian resistance, not do their fighting for them.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq.
The president appeared to be trying to correct an impression left yesterday by General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who opened the door to the possibility that under certain circumstances he might recommend ground troops or, in his words, close combat advisors.
My view at this point is that this coalition is the appropriate way forward. I believe that will prove true. But if it fails to be true, and if there are threats to the United States, then I, of course, would go back to the president and make a recommendation that may include the use of U.S. military ground forces.
Those words set off a firestorm of speculation. Was this the beginning of a slippery slope to another big U.S. ground war in Iraq, as a New York Times editorial warned today? Defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon doesn't think so.
What that tells you is that good military analysis can't prove the current plan will work, and that Dempsey's trying to be honest and trying to be rigorous and trying to prepare people for the possibility that more may be needed.
It's not clear how much more the public would support, but O'Hanlon predicts the current support for airstrikes will not evaporate even if more close combat advisors are needed.
The nation has a certain resilience for limited operations, even if we expand it several fold along the lines that General Dempsey was hinting at yesterday. I actually think the American public will tolerate it. And there's no reason to think that this should lead or would lead to tens of thousands of American forces.
The fear that the U.S. might send combat troops was also the focus of ISIS today. It released a slickly produced video, styled like a movie trailer and titled Flames of War. It warns that, quote, the fighting has just begun, as it cuts from scary scenes of explosions and executions to the president's own words.
American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq.
Right now, the public supports the president's counterterrorism policy, while at the same time giving him low marks for foreign policy leadership. And that probably won't change as long as it looks like the world is on fire, says Aaron David Miller, a former diplomat who's written a new book called The End of Greatness, Why America Can't Have and Doesn't Want Another Great President.
Managing chaos and managing the perception of unruliness and disorderliness is part of being an effective president. And it's clear he's had an extremely difficult time doing that. And the less than 1,000 days that remain in his presidency, I suspect, far from what he wanted, could well be a veritable roller coaster ride, certainly on the foreign policy side.
President Obama's domestic agenda has been completely overshadowed by foreign policy, and it's not just ISIS. Yesterday, the president announced a strategy to fight the Ebola virus, which will include sending 3,000 U.S. military personnel to Africa. Tomorrow, he meets with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who is asking the West to help him fend off Russian aggression. Next week, Mr. Obama will be the first U.S. president to chair a United Nations Security Council meeting, the topic, terrorism. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.